It wouldn't make a difference, I don't reckon.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. It's just the same thing.
We call that a gallery out there.
Uh-huh.
Or we call it a porch.
I see. Okay. I had the idea that one was bigger than the other, but they're not. They're just the same size, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be. What if it was on the second story? What would you call it?
Attic?
A porch. If a porch was on the second story, what would you call it then?
Porch, I guess.
Porch, okay. All
right. Yeah.
All right. If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you would probably ask someone to get up and
close the door.
Okay, or if you didn't say close, you'd probably say...
Huh?
If you didn't say close the door, you'd probably say... What? What
up? Shut it.
Okay.
Shut the door.
Okay. How old were you when you learned to drive a car?
When I done what?
When you learned to drive a car. When you first learned how to drive a car.
Oh. The first car I ever drove was a... Holton or something like that. It had a... It was just a single seat. And the wheels were like buggy wheels with solid rubber tires. And the steering wheel was just a stick. And the motor was back of the seat. It was a whole one or something like that.
Huh.
There was a Mr. over here. He had a gin on South First Street there by the creek.
Uh-huh.
He had one of those cars, and I don't know who this car belonged to, but Papa kept it in his hardware store there for advertisements, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one day, Dr. Scott White Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
There's just two men in Temple that people thought could drive a car. And one of them was a Mr. Bill. He was a blacksmith. And the other one was a Mr. He was a machinist, a general mechanic. He worked for my father. And so Dr. came down to the store one afternoon. As Papa said, Mr. Lewis, said, is Mr. Lewis around and not too busy? What, he could take me for a little ride? Papa said, no, said, Lewis is in town. We'll be back till Sunday. And Dr. said, well, said, Mr. sick in bed. I just come by his house. Said, is it possible that a town big as Temple just got two people can drive a car? And he said, I'll stand there. He said, how about you, Joe? Can you drive it? And before I answered, he turned around to Papa and said, can't Joe drive that car? Papa said, yes, he can drive it. But he said, I wouldn't be responsible for an accident. So Dr. Scott said, well, if you take me for a ride, I'll take the responsibility for any accident. So we pushed it out the front door. Right in front of the door, the curb about that high from cement.
Uh-huh.
So we pushed it up the sidewalk to the corner by the old Temple National Bank there. Where it's about like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed it off. He said,